The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We then send our condolences to our 12th and living Imam, Al-Hujja, Ajalallahu Ta'ala, Farajahu Sharif, and to each and every one of you as we gather on these nights to commemorate the tragedy that befell upon the house of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we each get an opportunity to go for the ziyarat of our Imam in Karbala and that we receive his shafa'at in the hereafter, insha'Allah. Tonight we remember one of those companions of Imam alayhi salam who was ready to meet the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is Habib ibn Madahir. You know, when you read the history of Habib, it is an absolutely inspiring story. Yeah. Habib was similar to the age of our third Imam alayhi salam. And so Habib was a companion of Imam Ali. He was a companion of Imam al-Hasan. He was a companion of Imam al-Husayn. And in the time of Imam Ali, Habib was such a brave warrior that Imam Ali alayhi salam had placed him in what's known as a Shurtatul Khamis, the trusted battalion, the secret warriors, yeah, the ones who were the bravest, who were assigned the most difficult tasks. Habib ibn Madahir was one of these people. Yeah, so Habib is not someone to joke with. Habib is not someone to take lightly. May my father and mother be sacrificed for Habib. Yeah? But Habib, because of his loyalty, because of his bravery, and because, most importantly, because of his faith, Habib was provided with special knowledge by Imam Ali alayhi salam. You know, just the way here all the time, Maytham al-Tammar had been given knowledge about death and about future events. Ilmul Manaya wal Balaya, it is called. Traditions tell us that Habib had been given that same gift by Imam alayhi salam. There's a very beautiful tradition, yeah, we won't go into it, but Habib and Maytham meet in Kufa. And someone is narrating that they are talking, but no one understands what they are talking, but they are talking in analogies. And they both describe their death to each other, yeah, and how it's going to happen. Way before it happened. But this was the position of Habib. And if we understand the position of Habib, then we know why Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam wrote a letter to Habib. Yeah. Imam did not write to many of his companions personally like that. But Imam alayhi salam wrote a letter to Habib. And what did this letter say? This letter said, "Min al-Husayn bin Ali bin Abi Talib ila rajulin faqih Habib ibn Madahir." He said, from Husayn ibn Ali, the son of Abu Talib, to Habib, the faqih, the jurist, O Habib. The Imam alayhi salam says to him in this letter, فَأَنْتَ تَعْلَمُ قَرَابَتَنَا مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. He says, O Habib, you very well know my position with Rasulullah, and you know this better than others. verse. He says, فَلَا تَبْخَلْ عَلَيْنَا بِنَفْسِكَ. He says, Habib, do not hold yourself back. Do not be stingy with your life for our sake, O Habib. Your master is calling you, inshallah. My grandfather, Rasulullah, will reward you, O Habib. I can't help but think that if Habib's wife was next to him, if a friend was next to him when Habib was reading these letters, Habib would have been told, Oh Habib, why are you still here? Your Mawla has called you. Your master has called you. Go Habib. You know, when Habib reaches Karbala again, my heart tells me that how excited the companions must have been. This fact in itself breaks my heart to tell us that, how lonely the Imam must have been in Karbala. Wa Husayna, wa Mazluma. That when one person arrives, it changes the entire disposition of the people in Karbala, of the kafila of Imam alayhi salam on the day of Ashura. On the day of Ashura, when the war begins, when the battle begins, one of the first ones to go and give his life is Muslim ibn Awsaja, a childhood friend of Habib ibn Madahir. It is said that when Muslim fell, Imam and Habib went to the body of Muslim. Habib looks at Muslim and said, Azza wallahi ala masra'uka ya Muslim. He says, it breaks my heart to see you like this, O Muslim. If I knew that I would be living after you, I would have asked if there is anything you need from me. At this time, Muslim does something beautiful. Muslim looks at Habib and he points towards Hussein. And he says, O Habib, do not leave Hussein. Be there by his side. Habib says, I will be with Hussein when it came time for Salah on the day of Ashura. The Imam asks his companions to inform the other side to stop fighting. Habib announces that we would like to stop for Salah. A person on the other side replies back and he says, who are you to pray? You can pray as much as you want. Your Salah will not be accepted. Habib hears this. He says, woe to you. The Salat of the son of Rasulullah will not be accepted. Habib says to the Imam, allow me to go, let me fight, I will pray with your grandfather in Jannah. It is said Habib attacks and he puts down whoever comes in front of him. And then Habib recites this poetry. I want you to listen to this poetry that Habib recited. Habib says, Ana Habibun wa Abi Madhar. Farisu hayja wa harbun tas'ar. He says, I am Habib and my father is Madahir, who is a horseman of the battlefield when it's fierce. Antum a'addu iddatan wa akthar, wa nahnu awfa minkum wa asbar. He says, you may be well equipped and be large in number, but we are the obedient and patient ones. وَنَحْنُ أَعْلَى حُجَّةً وَأَذْهَرْ حَقًّا وَأَتْقَى مِنْكُمْ وَأَعْذَرْ. He says, our proofs are exalted and our truths are apparent, and we are more pious and penitent than you. Habib fights bravely until Habib is struck down. It is said when the Imam reaches his side, the pain and the grief of losing his friend affects him deeply. The Imam says, أَحْتَسِبُ نَفْسِي وَحِمَاتٌ أَصْحَابِي. He says, I assign the judgment for my martyrdom and that of my helpers to Allah. We say salam to you, O Habib ibn Madahir, who knew the Imam of his time from childhood till the end of his life, and today has a position in Jannah that we all envy. فَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ.
اللهم اجعل محياي محيا محمد وآل محمد ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد. To Allah, whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call back every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.